software is everywhere, and that's created a new attack surface. We're seeing a rise in software supply chain attacks. It's not just about a single app, but the whole process. Think development, distribution, everything. This interconnectedness introduces vulnerabilities, and it's a growing problem we need to address. The biggest challenge we face is software supply chain attacks. Think about it. Most applications rely heavily on third-party code. A huge portion, around 85%, comes from outside sources. That reliance makes the supply chain a prime target, and it's the fastest-growing threat we're seeing in cybersecurity. The rise of AI in development only makes these risks even greater. Supply chain attacks? They're not just a hypothetical threat. SolarWinds, CodeCov, and XZUtils show us the serious consequences. Think about SolarWinds. A nation-state actor compromised their system, impacting thousands of organizations. CodeCov? Attackers modified a script, stealing credentials. And that XZUtils backdoor? It illustrates the patient, insidious nature of these attacks. Supply chain security is critical. AI's learning and recommendation capabilities, they introduce some pretty novel supply chain risks. Consider this. If an attacker compromises the AI, they could sway a huge number of developers. We're already observing this with things like typo squatting. Attackers register packages with names very close to legitimate ones. To keep projects stable, consider these fundamental practices. Lock files, for example, are vital. They're like taking snapshots of your project's dependencies, freezing the exact versions. This guarantees everyone, from your teammates to your build servers, uses the identical code. And always review dependencies. Don't just add libraries without looking closely. Keeping dependencies current is vital, but doing it manually? A huge time sink. Automation tools like Dependabot and Renovate help a ton. They generate pull requests packed with context. Think changelogs and vulnerability intel. For security patches, especially those critical CVEs, speed is key. We're talking a 24-hour turnaround to get those fixes deployed. That's how we stay ahead of potential threats. Dependencies are a major attack surface. SCA tools are your best bet for finding those vulnerabilities. Think of them as vulnerability detectives for your code. There are some great options. One integrates directly into the IDE, suggesting fixes as you code. Another takes a broader approach, scanning OS packages and container images. And another emphasizes speed, using SBOMs to find risks quickly. Proactive security means weaving SCA into your development process. The goal is to shift left, catching vulnerabilities sooner. Think about this. Every code commit triggers a scan. By integrating SCA into your CI/CD pipeline, vulnerabilities surface immediately. For critical issues, you can even configure the pipeline to stop the build. Remember, security isn't a one-off task. It's continuous. And SBOM is absolutely critical. Think of it as the ingredient list for your software. Generating one on every build gives you a complete inventory of all the components you're using, but that's just the start. The beauty of SBOMs is that you're not starting from zero. There's a growing ecosystem of tools and standards already in place. You'll run into formats like SPDX, CycloneDX, and SWID. It helps to think of them as different packaging methods for the same core SBOM data. They each have their strengths, but the goal is always the same: a clear, comprehensive software bill of materials. To build on our security, consider private registries and proxies. They're crucial for controlling your software supply chain. Running your own private registry that also acts as a proxy for public ones, like Artifactory or GitHub packages, gives you much tighter control. One major benefit is caching approved packages locally, which further enhances security. Namespace reservation is about protecting your organization online. By registering your name with public registries like NPM and PIPI, you essentially block attackers from using similar names. This is key to preventing typo squatting. Attackers create packages with names that closely resemble legitimate ones, hoping developers will mistakenly install the malicious version. Reserving your namespace makes their job significantly harder. Dependencies are like your application's building blocks, and smart management is crucial for security. A key principle is least privilege. Give dependencies only the access they truly require. It's also wise to disable any unused features or code within those dependencies. This reduces the potential attack surface. Naturally, keeping everything patched and up to date is essential for a strong defense. A proactive security approach also means investing in developer education. Giving our developers the knowledge to build secure code from the ground up is critical. That includes training on secure coding practices so they can avoid those common vulnerabilities. We also need to make them aware of supply chain risks and potential threats. By educating our developers, we build a stronger security posture. Keeping AI-driven supply chain secure comes down to a few smart moves. A big one is dependency management. Think carefully about what you're pulling in. Lock down those files, regularly review dependencies, and keep them lean. Automation is key for updates. Something like Dependabot can save tons of time, but test thoroughly. Protecting your software starts with action. A comprehensive security assessment of your supply chain is the first step. Identify where you're vulnerable and where you can improve. Then, put solutions in place. Concrete steps are essential for security. The threat landscape never stands still, so keep learning about emerging risks. Share your insights and contribute to the community. The key takeaway here is how these strategies impact efficiency. What questions do you have about the implementation or the projected outcomes? I'm happy to discuss any aspect in more detail. Let me know what you're thinking.